Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
At the beginning of this Encore show, Darren and I talk about how grateful we are that we had a rich Christian heritage. It's so important that you let your children hear you quoting scripture and being an example of a godly parent. When God hears you quoting the word, he's delighted and he goes to work to complete his word in you. The Lord has so much to tell you and to teach you. He wants to give you the very best he has to offer. Phil calls in and Darren prays a powerful and anointed prayer over this man who feels his life has no value. Darren explains that life is like the checker game. God made his move. Now it's your turn to make your move. Faith or unbelief? Now let's join the program.
So I'll tell you, Jesus is Lord, and he's doing what he likes to do, and that's set people free. And I'm excited about that.
Amen.
You have
Hallelujah.
Some scripture you want to read there?
Not really. I'm just really thankful for our friends and our loved ones. And I was thinking the other day about we went over to... see my mom in Greeley, and it's always fun to get up there and have a lunch with her. And I was thinking of this scripture that, parents raise up your children in the way that they should go and in the way they should go, and not the way the parents want them to go, but in the way that God wants them to go. And I love my mom. I love you, Mom, if you're listening. And I appreciate my Christian heritage so much. And
We're blessed.
Oh, we are. And the other day we were sitting there at lunch with her, and she began quoting scripture. And it just thrilled me so much. For about 10 minutes we sat there and listened to Mom. And she says, "I do this every day." And
she didn't quote just one or two verses. She got started, I'll tell you. She was going for it.
And parents, Christian parents, do your children a favor and let them hear you quoting scripture during the day. Let them hear you saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father." Let them hear you being a godly parent. If you love the Lord, you will be an example in word and in deed to your children. And let them know that Mom and Dad are seeking God on the child's behalf. I always knew that when I was growing up, Darren. I knew I had godly parents, and they loved Jesus.
And you had an extraordinary love for your father, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did.
You're kind of daddy's girl.
Well, yeah, but I appreciate so much. And I know why Mom is well. I know that she's 77 this year, and... she just is a powerhouse.
She's in good shape for 77.
And our godly parents who are up there, who are getting prepared to go to be, I get envious sometimes. They go to be with Jesus. In the next 10 years or so. Well,
you're tired of living with me. You want out of here. Huh?
We're
going to get down to the real issue here.
But I'm so thankful that they're quoting the word. And your mom's the same way. Her mind is just so sharp, and she loves the Lord. And
I sent her just a greeting card today, and I started out, saying no special occasion. Don't go into shock. But I found this beautiful card, and I sent it to her. But one of the things I said, we compliment how sharp you are, and I believe one of the reasons is that she stays in the Word.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So those of you who have children that know Jesus, let them know that you know Jesus.
Amen.
Let them know. Let your children know. Praise God.
I'd like to compliment also a special friend, Donna, in Colorado Springs, who the other day was just quoting, whole portions of chapters. And I thought, what a godly heritage that she has to pass on to her children. And I really admire her because she knows not just acquainted with, but she knows so much of the Word.
That's right. And friends that were there last night, I'll tell you, they're little Bibles. They're walking around little tiny scripture references, and I love that. Those who we see that are coming out into the fullness, into that large place of deliverance that God talks about in His Word, are the people that are in the Word, right, Darren. The people that have begun to sink their teeth into the meat of the Word, and not just drinking the milk of the Word, going to church on Sunday and being satisfied with that, but actually seeking the very heart of God. Those are the ones that are growing.
You know, I've got to get our special friend on here that's out selling engines, car engines out on the road. He shared with me, I've got to get him to share his testimony. I'm telling you, he is out there smoking them. I mean, he is top sales. And he said, boy, I tell you, we're really blessed. I said, you want to know why you are? You're a giver. You've been giving for a long time.
Yes.
You're just harvesting, you know, what you've been kind of putting
That's right.
In the bank, in God's bank, and now you're harvesting that. I don't want to give his testimony. I just got to get him on here and have him share.
That'd be great.
That family has stood strong.
Uh-huh.
I admire them. I admire the parents and admire the kids. And so I got to get him on here before I give his whole testimony, before he gets here.
We asked for praise reports last night, and there were a lot more praise reports that weren't told, right?
Amen.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Exactly. Well, then on the way out, I said, oh, by the way, God's been blessing me. I want to say, well, you big dummy, why didn't you share that? And the guy I'm talking about is about 6'5", great big guy. So we'll get him in the corner one of these days, and he'll be sharing. But what a testimony. Testimony. And you know, God wants to do that for us, Barbara. He is urgently desirous to keep His Word.
Yes.
And that's what we tell people. And we take these classes, and we kind of take this approach. There's nothing impossible for God. Well, so I don't understand what's wrong with a person. I'm not a doctor. But I do know this, God can heal it. And even if you can't put a name on it, God can. Even if you got such a big financial mess, you say, well, I'm beyond bankruptcy. So what? What's that mean to God? God can fix it.
What does that mean to God?
Yeah, God can fix it.
That's right.
One time, and we just read this scripture the other day, but you know, this king, I think maybe it was Hezekiah. He had hired some a foreign legion to come in and fight with him. Was that Hezekiah? 100 talents of silver.
That was Ahaz.
Ahaz. Okay. And he said, oh, man, Lord, I've just invested all this money to hire this foreign legion, you might say, to come in here and fight on my behalf.
Yep.
And God says, what's 100 talents of silver to me?
That's right. What is this?
Some of you need to scrap some of these plans that you've had. And God is saying, hey, you're into wrong partnership here. You got hooked up here with the wrong people, and you're headed for disaster. Why don't you cut your losses? I know I'm speaking to some of you in business today. You said, I just think I just got so much money invested in this thing. You know, God may be saying, hey, big guy, I can't bless you until you get good partners or no partners. You make me your partner, and you get out of that convoluted deal you're in so that I can take you down the track here and really bless you.
No, it was Amaziah. I'm
Amaziah.
Sorry.
Amaziah. Sorry.
Yes. It's
Read that.
Second Chronicles 25.
This is my concordance speaking. Barbara.
Well, it is hard. It's difficult to keep these kings all in line, especially when they start with A's and Azariah and Amaziah.
Can you handle a compliment?
What? Yeah.
Without getting proud? Barbara really is a scholar of the Word, and I depend on her so much. And I thank you, Barb, that for the last many years, you've gone through a new translation most years, and your Bibles are all marked up, and there's just tracks all through your Bible. I mean, I bet there's not hardly a page that you haven't, you know, marked something on. And you use a color coding that I've never seen anybody else do. You got a four-color pen with you all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, before you read that scripture, why don't you just tell folks how you mark your Bible? I think it's fascinating.
Well, when I started this 22 years ago, I was really serious with the Lord, because my first marriage was really going the wrong way. And my children were getting to the point where they were in school and they needed a lot of prayer covering. And so... my life was not really wonderful at that time, and so I got serious with the Lord, and I took Marilyn Hickey's time with Him and began studying that.
God bless you, Marilyn.
Oh, God bless you, Marilyn. And this wasn't her recommendation, but I took a four-color pen. And because Jesus' words were in red in the New Testament, I made all the words of God in the Old Testament, everything God said in the Old Testament, everything Jesus said in the New Testament, in red. I've always underlined in red everything.
So Jesus is in red.
And God also.
And God.
And God. Okay. And anything Holy Spirit says.
All right.
The three.
That's red.
The Trinity. Okay. I always put in red. And then in green, I put what man says. Every conversation of man, I underline in green. And then in black, I underline facts, like they were on their way to Jericho, that kind of thing. And I do all kinds of facts, historical things in black. And then I keep a journal every day also. So the blue is kept for the journal. Or sometimes when you get letters like from Sennacherib, when he wrote a letter to Hezekiah, I write those kind of things in blue to just delineate, to make a difference, to differentiate so that when I go looking for something in the Word, I said, oh, I know it's here, Lord. The words that you said, Lord, I know that's right here. Then it's in red. And I just look at the things that are in red because I know I'm looking for God's words.
You know that you're in approximately where it is.
Absolutely. And so it's been so beneficial to me.
Well, here's
years.
What this little Bic pen sounds like. I'll see if I can pick this up here on my microphone. But when I hear Barbara clicking her pen, I know that she's studying the Word.
Up in the bedroom,
yes. She's changing all these colors. But I admire that, Barb. So you use red, green, and the blue is for what again?
Blue, that's what I write in my journal with, and also for letters. Any kind of letters, like from King Agrippa or Festus when in Acts and that kind
right.
of thing, I write.
Okay, now where's that scripture where God
scripture,
says, blow it off and get up and go on?
2 Chronicles 25:2, when Amaziah said, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I've given already to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, and these are God's words, the Lord has much more to give you than this.
Much more where that came from. Let's
God.
Take this call from Phil. How you doing, Phil?
Well, I'm not so good there, Darren, and I've called to get a prayer if I could.
All right.
Because of a drinking problem I have.
All right.
And alcohol's pretty much got me whipped, and I just don't feel like I have the faith.
How old are you, Phil?
48.
Okay. When did you start drinking?
About 30.
When you were 30?
When I was 30, yeah.
Okay. You a family man?
No, I'm all alone.
Okay. Have you been married before?
I was married once, yes.
Okay. Did alcohol have any effect on that family?
I wasn't drinking at that time.
Okay, good. Well, let's go for it. Do you really, really want to get off the sauce?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you know Jesus is your personal Savior?
Yes.
Praise
okay.
God. Well, do you know He's going to forgive you?
I guess that's what I doubt.
Okay.
I'm scared that I won't be forgiven.
Oh, why?
Just because I've been such a bad person.
Oh, but God's made provision for you, Phil. Jesus died for your sin on the cross. He knew what you were going to be like before you were born.
He died for your mistakes, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are not a bad person. See, Satan would try to tell you that. But God wants to redeem you from this curse you're under.
See, what the devil's telling you is there's no hope, right?
Right.
That's right. Oh.
That you're done for.
Right.
I don't believe that. See, we got people that, matter of fact, come to our class, and I'll tell you, God's taken not only booze, but drugs and all kinds of witchcraft. And
Jamie's been off of cigarettes for 3
Amen.
Weeks.
Amen.
He's just as healthy
God
as
can
he
do
can
it.
Be. Hallelujah.
Well,
so,
you ready to get started?
I sure am.
All right, now
I
want to tell you, Phil, we're going to pray here by an anointing that's available to everybody, and that's the anointing of Holy Spirit that will remove the burden and destroy the yoke. And then I also want you to come see us on Tuesday night. Is that possible?
I probably won't be able to do that. I don't have a car. I don't have any transportation.
Where you live?
Capitol Hill.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we're going to pray for you.
Okay.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Phil. How long have you been listening to the broadcast?
Today or just...
No, I mean, how many days?
I listen when I'm home.
Okay.
Whenever I'm home in the daytime, so I listen.
All right. Do you work nights?
Sometimes, shift.
Okay. Do you have problems holding on to a job?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Phil, it's just beginning. It's not over. It's just beginning. God's got some new stuff, so I want to pray. Father God, I pray by that powerful anointing of fire that you had on Elijah's life and on Jesus and on many of the awesome men of the Word And Father God, today I just say that you're rising up. We're 1,000 times bigger on the inside than on the outside. And Holy Spirit, Jesus, and Father God, I pray and ask right now, as we loose you by faith to go to Phil's house and to set him free of alcohol, to take away the taste, to take away that paralytic grip that it has on his life that's destroying him. Lord, let him know that he's not a loser, that he's met you a winner. And he's going to be a winner, Father God, because you paid the price. Jesus, you paid the price at the cross for this alcohol. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I say you're breaking this habit and this paralytic grip that it has on Phil's life right there on Capitol Hill in Denver. And Lord God, set him free. Set every cell free in his body. Take every desire for alcohol out of his flesh, out of his mind, out of his habit patterns, out of that chemical dependency on the booze, out of his spirit and his soul. And just take that out of there.
Yes, thank
out
you.
Of the habits, Lord. Out of the habits. Just make him a new man right there at his place. A brand new man, a new creation, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, Phil, I'm making a declaration today. The old is gone, the new has come, and you become a new creation in Jesus. And, Father God, make this true in every part of Phil's life. Give him a fresh start. Make this the first day of the rest of a great life. Lord, he's not a loser, and he's not going down the tube.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Phil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Phil, are you there?
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you.
Now, you hang on. I want your address because I'm going to send you some stuff.
Okay.
And tell you something else.
Yeah.
Next week, you got a phone?
Yeah.
All right. I want to be able to call you, and I'm going to come up there on Capitol Hill and have a cup of coffee with you. Do you know where Keys Nose is there on Grant Street?
Yeah.
How about if I meet you there for a cup of coffee?
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll be getting back with you. So you hang on. My engineer wants your phone number.
Okay, sounds good.
And we're going to pray for you, and a whole bunch of other folks are going to be praying.
Oh, thank you.
And when you and I have a drink, it's going to be coffee, okay?
God bless you.
All right, hang on. Oh, I love it. I'll tell you, Jesus is after him, man. He's going to set that guy free.
Oh.
I believe he did. Let's talk to Patsy. How are you doing?
Jesus.
Hello, Patsy.
Hello, I'm doing good. I got your tapes, and I started listening. I listened to the first one, and it's just been a tremendous blessing and help to me.
Good.
I've been doing some... praying about what the Lord wants me to do, and
well, he wants you to get out of the rat business and get in.
Well, yes, that's I know that.
Okay,
that's,
here, I've never talked to a rat raiser before, but how long have you raised rats?
About 2 years.
You know something? God has something really good for you, Patsy.
Well, what I wanted to ask you to pray for is he's been putting it on my heart really, really heavy that I need to find my daughter because I've got a granddaughter and one and a grandchild on the way, and I haven't seen them since my granddaughter was 6 months old, and she's like 3 and a half now.
Okay.
And I don't have long distance service, so I can't call information, and I had my church call to Louisiana.
Now, let me say this to you. You can get long distance numbers on a local phone call. See, U.S. West and now give you information all over the world. So
well,
you don't have to have AT&T or one of those other providers.
See, the thing is, I had my church try the two places where I thought she might be, and neither place, and so now I don't even know where to begin.
Well, let me say, I think you're beginning at the right place. Let's ask God to cause your daughter to get in contact with
That's
you.
That's what I want.
Okay.
I can't get a hold of her.
All right, here, let's do this. I'm going to have Mother Barbara pray for you.
Mother Barbara,
you're a mom. You know I have a better feel for this. Go for it.
Oh, Father God, I thank you that you are bringing a spirit of desire for family again to Patsy. I thank you, Lord, that you are also bringing a spirit of truth to her in Jesus' name. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going out. And according to... this is hard to say, but according to the relationship and as it is with Patsy and her daughter, Father God, I thank you that you're bringing them together in spirit first, in love, in reconciliation, Lord. May the ministry of reconciliation go out between Patsy and her daughter in spirit first. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for going to her daughter with healing in Jesus' name, and with Patsy, with healing in Jesus' name, because I know, I really sense there, Patsy, there's been a brokenness in,
yes.
in your relationship. And Father God, I thank you that this healing is going on and this ministry of reconciliation is going on with her daughter. And in Jesus' name, I invoke that spirit of communication to come back to her daughter, that she will go to the telephone and call her mom in Jesus' name. Angels, I commission you from the north, east, south, and west to go forth and to speak to Patsy by the to Patsy's daughter by the Spirit and tell her her mom wants her to call home. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen. Hallelujah.
All right, now you get back to us when that happens, okay?
I will. When I got out of the abusive marriage, and I was in the safe house.
Yeah, I know. You told me all that the other day, and I prayed for that. We're not going to go through
anyway,
that again.
Well, my daughter called for my husband's house.
Uh-huh.
And so he doesn't even know where I'm at. And so,
okay. Well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you, though, your daughter is going to find you. She's going to hook up with you. She can also write to you.
So you address.
Well,
do you read the Word every day, Patsy?
Yes, I do. I spend time every day reading the Word and not only reading it, but studying it. The only radio programming I listen to is Christian programming. I have praise and worship.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have your daughter's address?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, then maybe she needs to get in touch with you. And in the meantime, you need to really ask the Lord to cleanse you and to give you Isaiah 11:2. Go to Isaiah 11:2 and ask the Holy Spirit to give you those spirits of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and power and might and counsel and revelation knowledge, especially Patsy, because you may be reading the Word, but you're not assimilating the Word into your spirit.
Right.
And I don't sense you as a real spirit woman. And God wants you to grow up from grade level 3 that you're on to grade level 8.
He
has a great future for you, but you need to assimilate what you're reading by the Spirit.
Right,
and I think you've been living by the physical too much.
Yes.
So we're going to pray that for you.
Right. All right, Patsy, you get
we
back to
you.
Us when God's answered those prayers.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sharon. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Darren and Barbara. This is Sharon, and I just want to thank you so much for your commitment to be on the radio every day.
Well, thank you. We enjoy it.
And my husband and I just thoroughly enjoy the Tuesday night meetings, and I just want to share with the listeners that if they're within listening distance, they need to get to these meetings.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, you're fading out. Are you speaking right into your phone there, Sharon?
I sure am. Am I on a modular
that's better.
Phone? Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
When you're speaking right into it, we can.
All
well,
right.
We sure enjoy having you there, and it's been a privilege. I know you knew Darren before he was married to me, I believe.
That's right.
Yes, but in fact, were you the one that helped on the Darren's Coffee Shop?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right.
Our two daughters were come to know the Lord under Darren.
Oh,
praise
they
God. Are mightily serving the Lord, and I can only say how much I appreciate his ministry.
Oh,
and now
God.
Yours, you're just a truly godly woman I admire greatly, Barbara.
Oh, well, we just really love you, too, and Bud. It's just been a privilege to get to know
you. Let me ask you, Sharon, what happened last night that meant something really spiritual to you and to your husband?
Well, I think what I really get most out of the meetings is the hands-on, the anointing that's hands-on. When you're in a large church, a lot of times you don't get that hands-on anointing. That when we prayed last night for finances, I just really felt that anointing going through to those people, mm-hmm. that they will be blessed mightily in their finances when they give. And I just felt that very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a blessing to us when we prayed for Bud's pension to be restored within a week mm-hmm. after that meeting. We had that restored.
Oh,
it worked.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
That's something you'd worked on for a while, too, hadn't it?
And I believe your analogy on the checker game, God moves and then he expects us to move.
Right.
And that just meant so much to me last night.
Good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I'm making a new commitment to just get back into the Word. We're going to be gone for a couple of weeks, so pray for our vacation.
God
and
bless you.
I'm just going to really make a commitment to get into the Word because that's
where it's at.
You
bet. And prayer is where the action is. So while you're gone, I just hope God will remind you of us every day so you can pray for us.
We will.
And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a report from last night. I wonder if we have some others out. Some of you guys are hiding your light.
I appreciated that analogy you did give about the checker game because all of us have played checkers, even the young kids that are into high-tech games on video games, that kind of thing. We still have all sat down with a checkerboard during the winter months and played checkers. And God makes a move, and he expects us to make a move. And I thought that was so good. And you credited Bosworth.
Bosworth gave me that example.
That. And he had
F.F. Bosworth.
He has a book called Christ the Healer that we recommend to you.
Yes.
Oh, marvelous book.
I'll tell
book.
You, next week we need to get that thing in and just talk about it. But let's talk to Jim. We got Jim online. Hello, Jim.
Whoa.
Well, Jim, did we lose
disconnected.
You? Disconnected. Well, maybe Jim will call us back here at area code 303-433-8000, and we'll take his phone call. But, you know, God is doing some great things. And to take that checkerboard analogy, God made the first move.
Mm-hmm.
He made a promise.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it down.
That's
and
right.
When we realize what he's written is like him speaking that to us personally if we were across the table.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim back. Hello, yes. Jim.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jim?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Darren here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, not so hot. Yesterday you addressed me as Mr. J.
Right.
You read my message, and I...
I hope that might get you to call me.
Yes, I was in my truck working, driving, but I listened to you every day, and I have for the last month. I switched over from J. Marvin and all that other nonsense over to you, and ever since, I've had quite a trying situation coming into my life, and it's prompted me to look at things a lot differently. And
okay.
I was outside your meeting place last night, and for some reason couldn't come in. I don't know what happened with it.
That's all right. Let me tell you, I got 2 minutes, but God can do it in 30 seconds if he has to. Tell me what's going on, man.
Well, I'd like to just maybe, I'm working now, too. I'd like to maybe call you again and talk with you. But I wanted to tell you I would volunteer to go pick up Phil next Tuesday and come to your meeting. I'm 48, and I've been sober for 12 years, and I'd sure like to meet Phil and help him out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When I'm through praying for you, you're struggling with forgiveness, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What? Can you tell me what you're
I'm going to court Friday.
Okay, for what?
For a felony menacing.
Okay.
Are you guilty?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So you need us to pray for you?
Yes, I would like you to, yes.
All right. Father God, right now, I lift up Jay and Jim here, and I pray and ask, Lord, that you would go ahead of him and work out through a court of mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, he needs a break, and I say that you're doing that in the powerful name of Jesus. And Father, I don't know all the circumstances, but you do. And I ask you, Jesus, you're called the advocate, and I ask you to take care of him and go ahead of him. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in